You're listening to a Sound Vision Online podcast.
Find us at soundvisiononline.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to another Sound Vision Online podcast. My name is Jennifer and today I'm talking to Kate Ingram. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Pleasure.
So, Kate, you work with Northern Ireland Sightlines. Could you tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, it is a group of people who audio describe mainly theatre, but sometimes other live events, sometimes exhibitions, and sometimes dance. And we were trained in the year 2000, which is easy enough to remember. And we've been working audio describing in Northern Ireland and for a while in Dublin ever since.
Great.
And there are about eight of us in total, well, actually seven. But as things happen, some people have more availability than others. So at the moment, we're in the process of training another four people.
Oh, lovely. So for those of us not really in the know, could you talk a little bit about audio description and what that entails?
Well, live audio description aims to enable blind and visually impaired people to appreciate theatre in exactly the same way as people who are sighted. So we describe the visual element of theatre, and hopefully we do that in between the dialogue, so we don't actually ever speak over an actor. So the blind people get exactly the same sound as the sighted people, but it's enhanced by the visual description which they have in through a headset in their ear.
Right. And I imagine that can be kind of difficult. How do you prepare an audio description?
Right. Well, it's quite a lengthy process. We start off by going to see the show, first of all. And when we are in the show, we first of all make what we call program notes or introductory notes. You can call it either. And they would detail the set. So they would describe exactly what the set is and, you know, what it's like. Importantly, where the doors are so that the blind people can get a feel about where people coming in and going off. It also would describe the scale of the set. So mm-hmm. If it looks huge or if it looks small, that's very important too. The colours of the set. Colour can be an issue because some blind people have never known colour if they've been blind from birth. But most people seem to say that they get some kind of an impression, even of the emotion that a colour gives you. So we describe the set and then we go on to describe the characters, their physical appearance and the costumes they're wearing. And sometimes if there's information in the programme, we replicate that. Then when we've made notes, extensive notes on this, we go away and we write it all down. And then we put it up on the NI Sightlines website, www.nisightlines.co.uk. And the programme notes are all then put up on there before the actual audio described performance.
Right, so that's available then?
That's available before people go to the show.
Mm-hmm.
It is also available at the show because we read it before the performance starts.
I see, as an audio introduction.
An audio introduction. So we encourage blind people to take their seats 10 minutes before the show starts. In fact, as soon as the house opens, so that they can hear the introduction, even if they've heard it before, just to refresh their memory, but also so that they can test the headsets, because sometimes the headsets aren't working properly and we need to know that before the show starts so that we can rectify it.
Mm.
So we do the programme notes and then that's done. We think, great, we've done that. That's the first stage over. And then we get a DVD of the performance and we go over it again and again and again and again alongside the script. So whenever there's a pause in the script and an important piece of action, we write in what it is we want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often we have to pare down our description so that it fits the gap in the dialogue, because we do try our very best not to speak over the spoken word, not to speak over the play as it's passing, as it's progressing. And there is a fine line between describing too much and describing too little.
Of course.
And our aim is to describe the essentials without annoying the person who's listening to us.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of feedback have you gotten from people who've come and heard audio descriptions that you've delivered?
In general, we've always had very positive feedback. I mean, some exceptionally positive. I mean, there was, I think I said we described in Dublin for a while, and we won't ever forget the person, a sister of a blind man, who came out in tears because she said it had enabled him to go back to the theatre again. He'd loved the theatre before he lost his sight, and he really didn't think he could appreciate it, but he had enjoyed it so much that she was in tears. The emotion was too much for her.
Yeah,
so that was a lovely, you know, that was the highlight, I suppose. But in general, we get very, very positive feedback.
And is there much audio description available in Northern Ireland these days?
A surprising amount, actually. The Lyric always audio describes every show it produces. It doesn't audio describe shows that come into it. So, for example, it's not audio describing the current show, which is a Stuart Parker show, because it's coming from the Abbey.
Okay.
So that won't be audio described. In general, they audio, there is one audio described performance of all of their show, or all of their in-house shows. So there's a run of 3 weeks for their in-house shows, and the audio described performance is in the Thursday of the last week, on the Thursday of the last week, which is, from our point of view, excellent, because it gives us the chance to see the show as many times as we need to. If we need to supplement looking at the DVD, if the DVD isn't particularly good quality, we can go back to the show. It also gives us plenty of time to prepare the our script. So that happens at the Lyric, every show. The Grand Opera House also audio describes a large, a high percentage of its shows, not every show, but a high percentage of them. They're more challenging to audio describe because the runs are usually only 1 week long. So we get to see the show as soon as it arrives, which isn't always on a Monday. It's usually on a Tuesday. And then we audio describe it, generally speaking, on the Saturday matinee. But not always. So we've got the Lyric and we've got the Opera House, and then we have the Mac, which is a bit slow to enter the field of audio description, but has entered it now very successfully. And they audio describe, they just audio described Pocoon by Spike Milligan, which I believe went well. And they, and also I did After Miss Julie for them, which was a Strindberg play, which was a very well done, actually, and set in Northern Ireland. And then they always do their Christmas show. And this is our busiest time, of course. It's the theatre's busiest time. So it's our, the audio describer's busiest time, because we have a lot of shows to audio describe at Christmas.
And that's all over Northern Ireland, is it?
No,
no,
it is
just
not.
Mainly
it
Belfast?
It's only in Belfast at the moment.
Okay.
That's the sad thing about audio description. We're trying to get the touring companies to actually attach audio description to their shows, but they haven't done so. And if you want to find out exactly what is going on in September, as soon as we get the information, it will be on our website, which I think I've mentioned the address of before.
Indeed, yes.
But just in case, I'll remind you again. It's www.nisightlines.co.uk.
Kate, thanks for talking to us. Well, from an audio describer point of view to an audience point of view, I caught up with some audience members at a recent audio describe performance at the Lyric Theatre. Here's how I got on. So I'm here at the Lyric Theatre in Belfast at an audio describe performance of the new play Smiley by Gary Mitchell. And I'm going to chat to three of the audience members to see what they think. So, hello guys. Would you mind just introducing yourselves? Tell us where you're from and your level of sight loss.
Hello, my name is Joe and I'm actually from Bangor and I've got RP.
I'm Susan from Bangor also, and I'm totally blind. I've no sight.
Okay. I'm David from Bangor. I'm registered blind but with a little bit of residual vision close up too.
And so, are you all regular theatre goers?
Yes, we are.
And where would you usually go to see plays?
The Opera House for me, for some of the musicals and plays, mainly the musicals.
Okay.
So it would mainly be the Opera House because it's easy to get to transport-wise, and their audio description service is quite good in there.
Yeah, or we go to the Lyric Theatre here tonight, you know, sometimes, and we also go to the Mac Theatre.
And sometimes we would actually support some of the local plays in Bangor. Like it used to be called the Studio One, but that has closed down now. But they have a new venue, but I haven't been to the new venue yet. But some of them shows, most of them shows wouldn't be already described, but some of the shows you can still follow. They're quite good.
And so, what do you guys think of audio description in general?
Oh, well, if you're going to see a play, okay, like tonight, if you're going to see that play, you wouldn't know half of what was happening, because there's so many quiet bits in it. And when it's audio described, the audio description girl tells you what facial expressions, what they're wearing, what the background, what the scenery is, and just all different kinds of information like that, which brings the play more to life for us.
Yes, I would have to say that also. I mean, to get you more involved in the play, you know exactly what's happening and see what's the funny parts and the serious parts, the people's expressions on their faces, and also the different how the stage is actually set out.
And before the play would start, they'll give you a complete rundown of what the set's going to be like, what actors and actresses are playing what part, how they'll be dressed costume-wise, what the lighting will be like, what type of lighting will be used. They'll tell you if there's a character on stage, maybe that character doesn't have a speaking part, but that character could be on stage, and they'll tell you beforehand what they'll be doing. So you get a full introduction, and as Susan says, it makes a world of difference because it brings the whole play to life for us.
And what would you say to someone who hasn't tried audio description yet?
Oh, get out there and try it. They don't know what they're missing. It's brilliant. You know, it's like the comedy plays there, like tonight. You know, there's bits in it that's funny, but everybody else in the audience would be laughing, and we're sitting there going, oh, what they're laughing at? But, you know, now we can join in with that, and we know what they're laughing at, and join in, you know, having a better understanding of the play as well, you know.
We'll check back in after watching the show.
Oh, you played very well.
They all did.
Second one was an OG. Deflected off that ginger defender. That makes it an own goal.
It was going in, and that makes it my goal.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh my God, right. If a goalkeeper tries to save a shot, but it was on and off her own hand anyway, that doesn't count as an own goal. If it did, goalkeepers all over the world would have scored thousands of OGs.
Right, so we're at the interval of the play now. And how are you all finding the play?
It's great, very funny, and we're able to keep up with what's happening on stage, obviously, with the audio description. Very, very good.
Because there has been a few times that we didn't know what was going on, and the girl who was speaking and spoke actually gave us, like, example, the girl clicked her fingers and a gentleman moved the chair out of the way. If the audio description wasn't there, we wouldn't have known that happened on the stage. And just different things throughout the play that actually has happened.
Yes, it does make the difference, because it means if the audio describer was able to describe what the costumes the girl was wearing when she was taking her jacket and stuff off and putting other stuff on. And as Joe says, if someone does an action on stage without speech, then the audio describer will tell us what that is, and it's very good. I happen to recognise the audio describer's voice, so we know the person that's doing the audio describing.
And so you've heard her descriptions before?
Yes, in the opera house.
And so this is a comedy, and are you finding that the audio description helps you with the visual clues for the jokes?
Yes, yep. Very much so, yes. Like
facial expressions?
Yeah, facial expressions, as Joe says, and then also whenever the one of the guys come in wearing the red hand Ulster socks and shorts, you know, well, we wouldn't have known what they were laughing at until she said. Yeah.
Yes, this is one of my first experiences listening to audio description, and I like that she's kind of mimicking the tone of each scene.
Yes, she's very much got it. It's very, very good.
And as always, for more information about anything you've heard on Sound Vision Online, give us a call on 028 9032 9373 or have a look at our website, rnib.org.uk/Northern Ireland.
RNIB Northern Ireland, supporting people with sight loss.